Yeah, it's awesome to be here. Thanks for everybody for coming out. I'm looking forward to an exciting weekend and ready to get to work.
Did you want to definitely get your deal, you know, done before you took the field? I mean, three guys still haven't signed.
Yep, I think that was something kind of coming in. I had a goal to do with kind of my team in place, so happy I got that done. But now it's all about ball.
What are your first impressions from being on the field?
You know, there's a lot of excitement. I think anytime it's the first day of anything, there's going to be a lot of excitement. Coach Sprano brings a lot of energy, and we have a really good group out there. So a lot of energy and excitement. So at this point, just trying to get a feel for everything and learn as fast as I can.
What were the first 48 hours after you were drafted like? I mean, how do you kind of adjust to knowing that you're going to be going to a new place, living in a new place, whether it's all that?
Yeah, no, I think there's so much anticipation that when it finally comes, you're just happy you know where it is. And then within the first 48 hours, being able to talk to coach and kind of really understanding kind of the details of what's going to be asked of me and kind of the next few weeks of the schedule, then you really start to plan and get ready to go. So.
And that was Coach DiFilippo or Sperano?
Coach Sperano.
What does he tell, you know, when in trying to anticipate what this is all like, I mean, what does he tell you kind of what to expect the first few weeks or mini-camp?
Yeah, really just come in and work. There's going to be a lot of things flying at you, whether it's playbook or different guys or different lineups or whatever it is. Come in ready to work and be focused in everything that you're doing in terms of we installed a bunch of stuff this morning and being able to learn it and apply it later in practice today. That's going to be the most important thing just because there's going to be a lot of stuff flying around.
Have you familiarized yourself with their depth chart and you know, look for places where you might be able to step in and play?
I'm familiar with the guys on the line. It's not my job to really decide where I'm going to go. Kind of at this point, I'm just trying to learn with coach. And kind of whatever he's going to ask me to do, I'm going to try to do it the best I can. And so right now, I really don't know. So just doing whatever coach tells me to do, and hopefully that yields positive results in a couple months.
Brian, what are your thoughts on the assumption that it's going to take you a year to adjust to develop for?
You know, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody's entitled to that own opinion. I think really the only couple opinions that matter now in my world are Coach Sperano's, Coach DiFilippo's, and Coach Zimmer's, because they're the ones who make that call. So whatever they're going to ask me to do, I'm going to try to do it to the best I can. And whatever they perceive as my weaknesses and they tell me I need to fix, I'm going to fix. So at this point, I'm really only focused on their three opinions, and everybody else kind of is what it is.
We see a lot of tight ends sometimes move inside. I mean, for you, what was that learning curve like when you moved from tight end to tackle a few years ago?
Yeah, it came pretty quick because I switched about a month and a half before the season, and then it was time to go because when I switched, we had a need at the time. So it was kind of like this, where you're jumping 2 feet in and don't really know what to expect, but you give 100% of what you got and you surround yourself with good people, and you'll be putting a good chance to succeed. And I think right and here we have good people. So.
Were there days early in that where you were like, man, I don't know what I got myself into playing this position?
Yeah, first couple days of that camp were a little rough, but I mean that's expected. And then first couple games, it was stuff's flying really fast. You can only prepare for so many different looks, but once you kind of get a knack for everything conceptually in terms of play structure and why we do things, it comes quicker.
They talked, Brian, last weekend after they drafted you about wanting you to get stronger this summer. What's it going to look like specifically for you as far as your conditioning and workout?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really sure other than just kind of general strength and conditioning. I think if I had to guess, I'd put on a few more pounds. Probably be anywhere from 300 to 305 if I had to guess. So that's not going to be an issue. But wherever they tell me to be weight-wise, I'm going to be. And we're going to get as strong and as quick as possible in the next couple months as we can.
Did your experience playing tight end help you with blocking in space, hitting linebackers, getting out to safeties?
I think so. And I think just anytime you've been exposed to something like that, it's going to pay dividends, no matter if you move from tackle to guard or from tight end down to tackle. Being able to play out in space at one point and then kind of move down will help you no matter what the switch is.
The trait, like the athleticism trait's been talked about with, you know, obviously you and some other guys in this class. How do you define what you do athletically? Is there like a description for it?
I try to get to the point I'm supposed to be fast. Whether that's kicking out to a blitzing linebacker or blitzing D-back, I try to get there fast. And I think once I know where I'm supposed to go, I'm able to get there quickly. So I think now it becomes, once I get there, how do I do it more efficiently?
Last couple for Brian. Once. Twice.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.